Welcome to this reprise edition of Unlock Your Wealth, starring Heather Wagenhals, live from Freedom Fest in Rapid City, South Dakota, with special guest and top market analyst, Way of the Renaissance Man, Jim Woods. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV, live from Freedom Fest. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And I am so excited to be flanked by our quarterly guest host, who's making yet another appearance this month, our Way of the Renaissance Man, our freedom championing philosopher, and our number one stock picker market analyst in the world, Jim Woods. Welcome back.
Sounds like quite the guy right there. I don't know if I can live up to that.
You know what? He has so many facets. We like to think of him as, a Renaissance man.
Well, thank you so much, Heather. It's always an honor. It's finally see you in person for a while here. I think it's funny that we're at Freedom Fest 2021, and this is the first time I've been able to really interact with people like in a big setting with a lot of, 2,700 attendees, record attendees.
Right.
And many of those attendees are subscribers to my newsletters, and it's been really a moving thing because they've come up to me and said, how much that my work means to them and how it's helped them. And that's the best feeling you could ever have.
Well, no question. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV. And one of the great things about Jim is he is a financial newsletter writer, and we also like to borrow his brilliance because he is the financial GPS that guides us and helps us navigate sometimes murky markets. And he does a few different newsletters, all with different investment objectives. And you've already had an opportunity to talk about one of my favorite investment ones that I love and I've made so much money off of, and that's the Bullseye Stock Trader. Let's talk about what that investment objective is with that, and then share some of the feedback, because every newsletter you have is for a different speed, a different outcome.
Yeah, well, the Bullseye Stock Trader, we call it internally BEST, B-E-S-T, Bullseye Stock Trader, because we want to, and it's a good name for it, because we're trying to pick the best stocks at the best time, and buying them right at the best price. And then we also use the best call options on those so that we can try to make as much money as possible within an 8-week period, maybe 16 weeks. So it's a shorter term trading service, and I gave a presentation on that yesterday, and it was quite successful, and we had a lot of people that were already subscribers, and we got quite a few new subscribers on it because the logic behind it, I think, is real sound, and we've had a really excellent track record, so which I'm very proud of. So things are going great. I can't complain. Some of the other newsletters I have are more longer-term investing oriented. We track markets over months and years, and for buys and sell signals, things like that. So, and if you want to find out more, it's jimwoodsinvesting.com is the go-to spot.
And he's all over the website. On any show page, you can find links to Jim Woods Investing, not just his show pages. But let's talk about your passion project, because Freedom Fest is the largest gathering of free minds. It's a liberty and economic conference. I've been broadcasting here for years. For those of you who have been with us this whole time, you know that. And we launched the Way of the Renaissance Man a few years ago. Now we're coming up on the third anniversary.
Third anniversary.
Crazy?
Yes, I know. Seems like just the other day.
I know.
We let the baby go out to the world,
So you've done some pretty dynamic interviews so far. So tell us about some of the guests.
Yeah, this will give you an idea of the kind of range of topics that I like to talk about on the show. So I spoke with an advocate for reform, Washington reform, try to downsize, the whole bill process. And then I spoke with one of my favorite friends, who is a gold investment expert and a former military man like myself. And then I talked about I talked about the education system, how to reform the education system from the early on, you know, changing the way people think about learning how to educate people. And then we talked about artificial intelligence and see whether that would be like something that would doom society. So we went from AI to gold to politics to education. All in the same day.
What a crazy breadth of topics.
Exactly. And today I'll be speaking with the Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate, and I'll be speaking with a marketing guy, and I'll be speaking with another investment guy, and who knows?
And there's a philanthropy organization.
Yes.
Scheduled.
Yes. So we've got all kinds of people coming in and talking about interesting things, because as you know, the kind of Renaissance man ethos is to know a lot about a lot of different subjects and to have that thirst for knowledge. And so when talk to people about these things, I want to extract how they kind of came to know it, why they know it, and we might, you know, have a disagreement on something, but that's okay. Disagreement, and you talk about it. And that's how you come to some kind of understanding. Even if you depart, you know, on the same side, at least you understand how someone else thinks, and they can understand how you think. And that's fruitful.
It is. Barry Goldwater said, to disagree, one doesn't have to be disagreeable.
Exactly.
So, but you get the opportunity to maybe learn something, because everybody always thinks they're right. And maybe you both have merits. And maybe you can learn something by the exchange, even if you want to stay dug into your side. At least you understand what the opposing viewpoint is.
Yeah, I mean, if not for nothing else, to like, if you're not in some kind of a political argument or some kind of social argument, if you're honestly seeking the other person's opinion, that's the only way to kind of make progress. You know, if you don't want to hear what they have to say, and you only want to tell them what you have to say, you're never going to make progress. And that's where we're at in the country almost now. And that's a sad thing about that. That's why people are feel so tense about it. You know, everyone thinks they're right. Everyone knows they're right. Everyone looks and silos their information from different sources. This side is only, I only read this, I only read that. You know, I hate vaccines. Vaccines are great.
Right.
There's information and understanding to be had if you're curious enough to find it out. And that's what the show's about. We're curious. We want to find out.
And that's the larger beauty here of Freedom Fest, is because they invite opposing ideas to be exchanged.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about it. I mean, there's primarily like more kind of libertarian-oriented people that tend to come here. But I saw a beautiful debate this morning about whether Bitcoin versus gold, you know. And my takeaway from that panel is they're both valuable, they just are different sides of the same coin, if you will.
Yes, so, I love that.
But you know,
and we're going to have him on, one of the panelists on, as a guest for Unlock Your Wealth, and we're going to explore that same Bitcoin versus gold.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. And it's beautiful because you don't get to have people come together and talk about these things. There should be a Freedom Fest every week, you know, in society, but there's not. Instead, there's just my Facebook page followers and your Facebook page followers, and that's it. So you don't want that.
We want as much integration as possible, you know, and to be able to celebrate the individual. That's what I'm looking forward to. So now you and I are going to be filming all day today and tomorrow, and we also are speaking again tomorrow. Give us a brief synopsis of what you're going to be sharing.
Sure. Well, I'm going to be on a panel tomorrow with fellow investment experts, my good friend Mark Skousen, one of my partners, and the organizer of Freedom Fest. He'll be making his picks. I'll be making my picks. We have a couple of other advisors making picks. And so if you go to the panel, you get at least 10 really good picks. So I'm excited about finding out about other picks from other people. So I already know the ones I'm at.
It'll be really exciting. And for those of you who are new to the show, Dr. Mark Skousen is also one of our featured experts here at Unlock Your Wealth. And I'm excited about tomorrow's panel because I'm actually the moderator for the panel. And I'm going to be dealing with two really great investment minds. And we're going to talk about the 7 keys to financial freedom. Now, one of the things about Freedom Fest that's curious about this year is if you didn't happen to get tickets and you didn't happen to get either the Way of the Renaissance Man discount to get in or mine, you're actually out of luck because the event is completely sold out. The thing that I think is most important that is going to be a part of tomorrow's topic that I can let you guys get an inside track on is that while there may be myriad ways that you can build wealth and create financial freedom for you and your family, there's one sure way to stop you dead in your tracks, and that's unplanned financial expenses. And one of the things that I have created that has stemmed from my Keys to Riches financial philosophy from our 6th key, which is hope for the best, prepare for the worst, is I've created a financial fire escape plan checklist. So whenever you stay in a hotel, you always see on the back of the door that fire escape plan, so you know in the event of an emergency what you need to be doing. So just mentally ask yourself, do I even bother to take a look at that? No. Well, I've actually been in a hotel that was evacuated. And, you know, for a very funny side reason, the reason why I pay attention to those is because I read spy and assassin novels. That's my fetish fiction, if you will. And so they're always paying attention to escape routes. And so I kind of put my James Bond on when I travel. And I'm like, okay, and I need to do this and I need to do that. But that's a value to you. And the reason why it is with our biology-based approach to money management and success is that once we have that hormone dump, once we start panicking about something, we're never going to come up with the solutions. It's physiologically impossible because blood is diverted away from the brain to the extremities so we can fight, freeze, or flee. So all we can do is instinctively react or utilize one of the behavior patterns that we've already put in. And probably my most favorite story about this is when I was working with my editor on our Cracking Your Money Code book, was that he said, I don't really understand this financial fire escape plan. I don't think it's important. And I said, so tell me this, you know, you're married. Is your wife's mother still alive? And he goes, absolutely she is. And I'm like, do you love your mother-in-law? And he says, absolutely I do. And I said, so if something happened to her tomorrow where she can't care for herself, it's okay if she moves in, right? And he just shut up. And I said, but you've discussed this with your wife to put her in a home, haven't you? And he's like, and I said, when do you think that would be a good time to have that conversation? Exactly. And that's before it happens. And in my financial fire escape plan checklist, we go through all of the stuff that you don't think about or you don't want to think about. Nobody wants to think about the death of an income-producing spouse, or worse, the dismemberment or the disability of an income-producing spouse, which is almost a greater problem because it's ongoing. And we all love everybody. We have family that we have to take care of. You might have, you know, a special needs child or a sibling or something in your way that you haven't addressed, because we don't like to think about the things that are uncomfortable. We move away from pain whenever we can. And it's important that we actually address these things. And so things like that, loss of income, being laid off, oh, a pandemic, you know, all of these things can be planned for, but we have to do it in advance when we have access to that rational, reasonable, critical thinking.
The time to plan for contingencies is before the contingencies strike.
So maybe would that be of something that you learned in your military training?
A little bit, yeah. You got to be ready to go no matter what. Because guess what? As soon as you think it's not going to hit you, Mr. Murphy comes and hits you.
Ugh, he's not my favorite relative.
Exactly. So.
But we have to embrace Mr. Murphy. So if you would like your own free copy of our financial fire escape plan checklist, even though you can't be a part of Freedom Fest, you can still get your own. All you have to do is text the word CODE, C-O-D-E, to 602-962-1113. That's 602-962-1113. You text that word CODE to that number, and you can get your 9-page financial fire escape plan checklist all for your very own. I'm going to tell you up front that you need to do it when you're in your highest resource state, when you don't have any stress, when you and your spouse or significant other can sit down and make these decisions for you and your family, when you can make the best decision, even though it may not be what you want to do, it's what's financially realistic for you and your family. Well, I'm excited. We have more interviews to go, so
let's
we're going to have to cut
yeah.
this short.
Let's go. We got people to see, people to talk to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Being
Thanks
a part
a lot,
of the
hey.
Show.
Thank
Yet
you.
Again, our financial GPS
thank
and
you.
Top market analyst, Jim Wood. Thank you so much for stopping by. If you're here at Freedom Fest, please come by and visit us in our booth. We're at M6 on Media Row. It's kind of like MI6 with all the international intrigue, but no James Bond, unfortunately, unless you're a secret spy and
What's
I know
wrong?
About it.
You didn't know? Come on.
Because you're so good. I didn't even know you snuck in here.
I'm an Ian Fleming character come to life.
There you go. Thanks again, folks, for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliate brands are copyrighted 2021 by Heather Wagenhals. All rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.